When my ex found out I was getting married, she waited until the day before the wedding. Then she impersonated my wife, called our food vendor, and canceled all food service for the day, even paying the cancellation fee herself.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
We had to call a local pizza place and have them cater the food for the reception the day of. This is unbelievable. Also, I don't know why you assume that.
Okay, I'm just gonna make the proclamation right now. The biggest haters on this planet are women and fruity men. The level of hatred and bitterness is just off the meter. No one else can compare. It's unmatched. But the thing is, people like that will never be happy. That's the karma. God don't like ugly people. Just don't do stuff like this. It's not worth it. And the bad karma is definitely coming back for you when you least expect it. How does the saying go? No wrath like a woman scorned or something. But somehow society still make it seem like women are better people on average than men. I just don't see it.
How is understanding how the other species operates and how what they value, what they want, how is understanding them a pick me when we always when we always say that they need to understand women, they need to understand women. It's like, how are you supposed to be in a relationship with someone? When you get in a relationship with friends, you try to understand your friends who, and you want them to understand you so you can grow that relationship so you can be the best friend they have in that relationship. How are you going to be one-sided and say, oh, we don't need to understand men, we don't need to know this about men, they need to understand us and how we operate?
The first thing I want to touch on is, why do women keep calling gender species? I always notice when women talk about, you know, the opposite sex or the opposite gender, they say, look, the other species. Like, I'm not trying to like crap on this chick. You know, I'm sure she's a perfectly fine young lady. But we got to do better. We got to start calling people out. We got to start calling women out for their BS. And calling gender species is one of those things we need to call women out on. Secondly, the whole pick me thing is just a way for trash women to shame good women. Because the trash women know they'll never be a good woman. And they'll never get the respect that decent women are getting for actually being feminine and caring about men and loving men and caring about what men think.
That's a pick me if we try to understand how they operate to be able to have a good relationship, to not be single at 40 with 12 kids, to not die alone with a dog. How is that a pick me?
Well, fucking said.
Because yes. You think that they're understanding or they're like,
are they not human?
Questions for the ladies. Shallow edition. Be honest. No political answers. Let's get started. Question number one. Would you date a guy that is way shorter than you? Question number two, would you date a guy that is ugly? I mean, they are so unattractive, but they have an amazing personality. Question number three, would you date a guy that is broke? He has no money, but he's really trying in life.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying?
Question number four, would you date a guy with no car at all? Question number five, would you date a guy that still live with his parents? He's trying in life, but he's still living with his parents in their basement.
Stop the cap.
Question number six. Would you date a single father of five? He's taking care of them, but would you date him?
Having female friends made me realize that women are absolute savages. So I'm talking to one of my homegirls, and she tells me the story about a dude who has a whole crush on her. From the way she made it sound, this boy was in love. On the other hand, she didn't like this dude at all. In her own words, she just liked the attention that he gave. But what she didn't like, though, was the fact that other girls were interested in it. So she ended up concocting this entire scheme and told me it casually, like she's not a supervillain. She said she started dating this man for about a month. Made him post her all over his social media, so this man systematically lost all his hoes. And then when this man was completely holeless, she dumped his ass on the spot.
How dare you?
It's an evil world we live in.
And this is why being an SIMP for a chick who clearly not into you like that doesn't pay off. He had a case of the one-itis. These are the type of evil plans that they concoct in their head. Day in and day out. That's why I don't see most of them as good people. And I'm not actually sure that him posting her all over social media made him lose his hoes. If anything, that probably made the hoes want him more. Something called pre-selection. Let's address this guy's hoodie real quick. Toxic University. He promotes being toxic. You know, match their energy. Match the toxic women's energy. Don't do that, fellas. I don't preach that. My morals and values aren't going to change to try to match, you know, scumbag women. We ain't lying to women. We're not manipulating women. None of that. I'm just not putting up with your BS. But no, I'm not going to be toxic. I'm not going to say, yeah, I'll pick you up on Monday for a date and then just don't show up and block her. We got to stay on the moral high ground.
What is your plan B if nobody marries you?
There's no plan B. It's plan A. There's nothing wrong with being unmarried, happy, and independent.
I don't know if I'm working with anybody. Damn, I'm crazy. I need to probably do some self-work.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But who are you trying to convince, the world or yourself? Now, I know what you're thinking. She's no beauty model, but even this woman could easily get a mate. Yeah, he may be a fat two that live in his mom's basement, but hey, it's still a mate. So I'm sure even her standards are too high. Even she's waiting for a top 20%. Even though it makes no logical sense whatsoever.
Get the fuck out of here.
Number one sign that a woman isn't happy is if she's online talking about how independent and happy she is. That's a telltale sign she definitely ain't happy.
Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
When I think about happy times in my life, the last thing I was trying to do was go on the internet and convince everybody of it.
I've noticed that I've really disconnected from my feelings to appear like a cool girl. What is a cool girl in my terms? A bad bee who acts super independent and doesn't need to be in a relationship and also just like makes all her own money, super hyper independent to a fault. And I don't want to be a cool girl. I literally want somebody to want to take care of me. I want somebody to love me. I want somebody to hold me. I want like forehead kisses and all that cutesy swish.
No.
No. We have a day of observing everybody on drugs.
New rule, ladies. If you're not going to have at least as much money as you're making now for the last 20 years of your life, you know, during retirement, stop saying you independent. You're not doing anywhere near as good as you think you are or claim to be doing. If you make $50,000 a year, you're not hyper independent. You need a partner. You're not going to have enough at retirement. Women are so impressed if they can get their own place in a car. You would think they won the Nobel Prize or something. You would have think they fought a war or something. It's not that impressive. Men been doing it since the cave days, providing food and shelter, not only for themselves, but for their whole family. We will never be impressed by you having a car and a house. Ever.
So ashamed to admit that just a few months ago, and now I'm like, no, I don't care. I am a proud wanter of cuddler, I don't know. I guess all I'm trying to say is, let me try to be vulnerable again so I can connect with others, because being vulnerable is cute.
What the f*** are you telling me for?
She right, being vulnerable is cute. But it's not going to work when you only mess with tall, hot D-bags who don't care about you. Now, if you were going to be vulnerable with, you know, an average guy with a good heart, hardworking, man, that would get you everything you ever wanted. But since you're so damn prissy, so damn picky and think your poop don't stink, you only want a tall dude who look like Brad Pitt. So you're going to keep getting pumped and dumped no matter how vulnerable you get. So after you get your heart broke from a few more Brads and Ricks, you're going to put your wall back up. And it doesn't matter because whether you had it up or not, those guys you want don't want you. Until you finally settle for a simp who you will systematically ruin and then cheat on him and break up the marriage or relationship. It's crazy how I know your future. A pretty woman gone to waste. Could have been a loving mother and wife, but instead she's just another statistic.
Women like this completely embarrass themselves for the rest of their lives.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter. Dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
On the figures.
A million, 2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.